Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. You guys, you came late. That's why we are starting a bit late. I'm going to close by 8 o'clock today. Amen. Praise God. Always do your best to make service times, okay? Don't worry, we'll close. That's a joke. Praise God. Say, I'm secured in the name of Jesus. Say, the name of Jesus is a strong tower. Say, today I am in that name. Don't forget, when I say something, you say it. You must say it. Saying it does something to you. Say, I am in the name of Jesus. Say, I am in God's safety. Say, I am in the safest place on earth. I am in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, the New Testament Communion Service Part 2. That will be the topic for this evening. This will be to streamline some of the things we said on Sunday. You are in the name of Jesus. You are in the name of Jesus. You are in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. This service will change you, amen? It will change your perspective towards Christian meetings. It will change your perspective towards believers' gathering. It will change your general appreciation of Christianity. Oh, Lastagabato Rakamanda, Stagapala, Mashepale, Ozepo Patita, La Rosso Pacatila, Moza, Balamarosa, Temeketile, Rosota. See the time that the word is being taught as a peak, as a peak, as a peak. When the word is being communicated to you, see that period as the peak. That is the time you need to put in your maximum concentration, maximum focus, when the word is being communicated to you. That is the peak. That is the peak. That is the peak in any service, when the word is being shared. Hallelujah. For eternity is defined by words. Eternity is defined by what you have to do with the word of God that you have received. So when the word of God is being shared, see that period, that moment, as a peak. As a peak. Ensure you are focused. Ensure you are at alert. Ensure you don't come to church for fun. Ensure you don't come to church to while away the time. Ensure you come to be better. Hallelujah. Say, we gather for the better. Okay, so the New Testament Communion Service. I love this. It used to be part two. So, like I said on Sunday, the original Passover in Egypt, that was to deliver them from, are you ready, everybody? Writing materials, Bibles, phone Bible, any Bible you can lay hands upon. Okay, so I said the original Passover was to deliver them from Egypt. The original Passover was to deliver them from Egypt. But furthermore, the meal also did something. Beyond delivering them from Egypt, the meal separated them from the Egyptians. Are you with me? What did the meal also do? It separated them. The meal formed the circumstance surrounding the meal separated them from who? From who? The Egyptians. So beyond the deliverance, there was what we can call holiness today. They became separate. So, and like I said, please get that message. It should be on the site right now. And the remembrance of that Passover will mean two things. Number one, the remembrance of that Passover that happened in Egypt, it will mean to teach them and to remind them of what was done. Wow. You remember when I was talking about children, that you don't force doctrine on children. That you teach them. He said in that Exodus 12, he said when you will get to the land and your children will ask you, what do you mean by this service? Then you will have to explain to them that this is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover when he delivered us from the land of Egypt. Amen? So, to teach them and to remind them. So, like I said, the remembrance of that Passover, Bridges, are you with me? Will be number one, to teach them and to remind them of what was done. And number two, to bring them together so that they can benefit from one another. Number one, it will mean to teach them or to remind them of what was done, and number two, to bring them together so that they can benefit from one another. Isaiah 53 verse 5. So in like manner, the body of Jesus was what was broken for us. What was broken for us? The body of Jesus. Say the body of Jesus was broken for us. Open your Bible, be fast. Isaiah 53 verse 5. I have a lot of scriptures for you today, so you'll be ready to open, to just focus, just flow, just follow. That's why you are in church. Isaiah 53 verse 5. Are you there, everybody? Let's take it together. One, two, go. Stabuki? Yes. But he was wounded for our. Say our. Say our. Okay, say he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastening of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, what happened to us? We are healed. Hallelujah. So the sacrifice of Jesus was our deliverance, thereby delivering us from the power of darkness. By the sacrifice of Jesus, we were delivered from the power of darkness. I think I told you last week, I said no Christian needs deliverance because it takes deliverance to be a Christian. Are you with me? Say, I'm in Christ. Say, it means I have been delivered. Say, I'm in Christ. It means I am currently in the place of safety. Say, I'm currently in the place of safety. Thank you. So go to Galatians 1 verse 3. Be fast. Right, you open. Nobody knows it all. If the smallest of us in this place is teaching, you do your best to be opening the Bible and to be writing. Galatians 1, is it verse 3, right? See how this one puts it. Say, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 4, if you are there, let's take it together. Once you go, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. Hallelujah. Say, he gave himself for me. Say, thereby, I am delivered from this present evil world. Colossians 1:13. Be fast. Come on. You open. I don't care if you know what is there. You open when you are in church. Hallelujah. You can form to yourself when you are at home. When you are in church, you open. Colossians 1:13 and 14. Let's take this together. One to go. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us from into the kingdom of his. Now, the power there means exousia. It means authority. Say, I've been delivered from the authority of darkness. Say, it means darkness no longer has authority over me. Say, darkness no longer has authority over me. I've been delivered. Say, whom the Lord has set free is forever free indeed. Hallelujah. Praise God. So 14, 1 to go, let's read. In whom we have what? Redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. So by the reason of his body broken for us, we receive eternal forgiveness. I've told you, eternal forgiveness and eternal redemption means the same thing. You see that in that verse 14, he says, in whom we have what? Redemption through his blood, even the what? Forgiveness of sin. So if I'm saying I am redeemed, I'm saying I am what? Forgiven. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like my old church, RCG, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Forgiven Christian Church of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's when you say eternal forgiveness, it's the same thing as eternal redemption. It's the same thing. Brother Joshua, yes, hope you are following me. Good. So we are now God's own. Don't forget, I said in Egypt, the meal, apart from delivering them, the meal also separated them from the Egyptians. There was a clear demarcation. These are God's own people. These are offside people. Say, by the reason of the sacrifice of Jesus, I am now God's own. I am now God's own. Say, he took me out to bring me in. Say, he took me out of darkness to bring me into reconciliation. Say, right now, I am in favor. Say, right now, I am in reconciliation. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 5 verse 7. Oh, Samatoma katapapata rostagavata katikika lakari katikata usaliate popata oliosipori anta katikava sitate liteke lokaramanta vapa palio zapita Ketoli roste gambante lo makanzante o palaraza ka katati o lamando siboli razi polama patumala mo yende kibi o pipoli rozo pilemo safikanto ka yete o lapali rozipo katata tilako steke pitata. Hey, energy truly surges within you. Energy truly surges within you. Energy truly surges within you, within you, within you. Within you is that energy of God. That energy, that walking of God, it truly surges within you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say the power of God is not far-fetched. It surges within me. 1 Corinthians 5 and 7, 1 to go, let's read together. Purge out therefore the what? Old living, that you may be a new lump as you are. Hallelujah. So what is he saying? That initial part, if you have understand how words are being passed in the New Testament. He said what? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, but as you are already what? Unleavened, right? So what he was saying initially was a weak communication, but the reality is that they are already what? Unleavened. Hallelujah. Why? For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. If you don't understand what I said, you need to get that series, explaining Romans chapter 6, communication. We'll see it again in this series. Just flow. So, for Christ, even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Say, Christ has been sacrificed for us. So, that Passover in Egypt was a foreshadow of what? Jesus' sacrifice for us. Amen? So, like I said, your faith will now become expressive as you acknowledge what has been done. I've told you that one of the things that they are to remember in the Passover, in their remembrance, they will have to teach their children what God has done. So also to you today, when we remember what Jesus did for us, what are we to do? We teach, right? And like I said, your faith will become more expressive as you acknowledge what has been done. Amen. So, what are the things we do in remembrance of our deliverance from death? What are the things that we do when we remember our deliverance? When we remember our deliverance, number one, we teach one another. John 21. Be fast, be fast, be fast. Because if those becomes code, I will not be to blame. John 21:15. Oh, glory to God. John 21:15. Are you all there? That grace, I'm waiting for you. John 21:15. Let's read together. Yes. So when they are dying, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my. In the latter part of verse 16, what will you see there again? I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. To 17, what do you see there again? Feed my sheep. Hallelujah. So, God placed premium in us teaching the believer right. So the preacher must be careful. Because God priority, so much importance in teaching the believer correctly. Glory, glory, glory. God placed so much premium on the believer. You must not make believers start sounding stupid. It's not good. When you ask a Christian, are you born again? I don't know. You are not doing well. Christians must be smart. Say smart. God wants, same way, you are not happy if your baby is 10 years old and you cannot pronounce his name. So believers 20 years in Christ, they cannot explain their salvation. They are not fluent. They are not fluent in the things they have in Christ, in the things of the Spirit. Come on. It's not good. And it's a result of bad pastoring. Bad pastoring. When you give people other priorities from learning the word, in this plan, we just say that, we're near here in this church. We have three and a half babies. Who's the other half? We have three and a half babies every Sunday. Okay, Sister Buki, every Sunday, I think you have to go and help us to head the children department. Hallelujah. And you will think you are doing the church good. You are doing her bad. Then you put a speaker there for them. Eh? Praise God. You know, she's there. She's 60% here, 40% in a workplace. Praise God. So you don't give people any alternative from learning the word. Hallelujah. I've told you, when there's a need for such duty, we know the people that will go there. Hallelujah. We know those who will go and do those jobs for us. So grow faster. Selah. You don't give people, you don't tell somebody that knows nothing about Bible because he can sing, she can sing. Because when she's talking, her voice sounds like an angel. Okay, yeah, come on, help us. Come on, join the choir department. Immediately, you have given him or her another priority from learning. Why do we lose people like Rihanna, Beyonce to the world? They started in the church. Why? The church focused on their own talent. They refused to edify them. And they didn't find a better promoter than the church. What happened? They left. A lot of secular musicians, they started in the church. Abi? How many places do we have that they bring people up from teenagers church that they will sing from teenagers? I don't think they have a Fuji paragraph for young people. No, it's in church that they learn to grow their talent. But since the church is only focusing on a nice sonorous voice, the day will come they will find Don Jason. Ah, guy, I can help you better. So in church, we don't focus on your talent. We don't. We feed you. We give you the word of God. We give you, if it will take the pastor alone to take the song, to take the prayer, so that you can just know that you are here to learn. It must be done. Amen, amen. Am I too harsh today? Just manage me. Don't worry. Luke 22, verse 14. Number two, I've talked about that one. I didn't want to overflog that one today. See it much more, maybe tomorrow. So number two, we maintain that unity of the Spirit. I said, when we will remember, say this one with me, say, I remember what you've done for me. Your perfect sacrifice of victory. I remember what you've done for me, oh my Lord. I worship you. I worship you today. Yes, I worship you. I worship you today. So, when you remember, what do you do upon the remembrance? It's not just remembering, okay, I remember. By remembering is batting responsibility on you. You don't just remember for fun. Don't remember just for singing, say. You remember and you teach a believer. You remember, number two, and you maintain that unity of the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you realize number two now, you will maintain that unity of the Spirit. First, see Luke 22, verse 14. Luke 22:14. I said, number one, we teach one another. Number two, we maintain the unity of the Spirit. Write this. Number three, we honor one another. I'm saying, I will explain this sub-points very well today. We honor one another. Luke 22:14. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, see this word, though, with desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not anymore eat therefore until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. What is he saying, verse 16? I will not anymore eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. So what is he saying? What is verse 15 and 16 saying? 15 is saying, I desire to eat this one with you right now. 16 is saying, because I know that the next time I eat it with you, will be when? In the kingdom. Hallelujah. Talking about, I will soon leave you. Simple. I will soon leave you. No remedy there. Now, see verse 17. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide you among yourself. See that word? Divide it among yourself. He is teaching them something. 18. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. 19. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This doing what? Remembrance of me. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. This dude there is not talking about the eating of the bread. He's talking about something more than carnal bread. Because actually, the word remembrance here, it actually means recollection. It is actually remembrance. It's beyond just understanding. It's actually remembrance. So when you remember what Jesus did, what will you do? Say, this do. What are they to do? Let me now answer you abruptly. Go back to that 1 Corinthians 5 verse 8. Let me just answer you straight away. Let's see it together from the scripture. So I don't look like I'm just selling you my own idea. First Corinthians 5 verse 8. Once you go, let's read, yes. Therefore, let us keep the feast not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of what? Sincerity and truth. So when the carnal man is looking at bread of agege and to think to remember Jesus, what are you to put in your own mind? Sincerity and truth. Write it down, unity of the brethren. Did this do what we are to do in remembrance of him is the unity. You will see it much more. Colossians 2 verse 16. Their oneness, their togetherness, honor for one another, far beyond any physical food. You can give people a food and you see you don't like him. Abi? Just take Jerry. So the unity, the togetherness, the oneness, the honor for one another. I said four things there. Unity, oneness, togetherness, honor for one another. Not the physical bread. The physical bread is a symbol for something greater. See that Colossians 2:16. Let me tell you, I'm hungry, so I have to be fast. Colossians 2:16. Are you there, brethren? We just hope plantain shift is here. Let no man therefore judge you in what? In meat. Are you there? Let no man therefore judge you in what? In meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath day. Rejoice. What are you doing? You open fast in Jesus' name. For our sake, let's read again verse 16. Want to go? Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath day. 17, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body, the essence, the reality is of who? Christ. Back to Luke 22. Because see what he said before that time. Luke 22:24. Just before the Passover, that last Passover of Luke 22, see what he was telling them. Say, and there was, Luke 22:24, and there was also a strife. Can you see that? Strife among them. This is after the Passover. Which of them should be accounted the greatest? 25. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. 26. But you shall not be so. But he that is what? Greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doth what? Serve. Let's check the account of Matthew 26. Come on, you are a Bible student. As long as you are in this place, you are smart. You are smart. You are not dull. You are not dull in spirituality. You are not a nepios. You are strong. You are audacious in the gospel, in the appreciation of the reality in Christ. So you treat yourself as a smart student of the word. Smart. Agile. Not dull. Not looking like your Bible, like Luke was saying. Not looking and saying, what is this? No, it's for you. It's a documentation of your redemption. Praise God. Say, I'm smart. Yes. Don't look at the Bible clearly. It's yours. God wrote that love letter to you. If it's Romeo that wrote that letter to you, they say, hey, my Romeo. This is God's love letter. Hallelujah. Praise God. Matthew 26:26. Matthew 26:26. And this is why some people are not inviting people to my church again. No, Allah. 26. It will grow. Let this one grow. Let this one grow first. Amen. Let's read, Jerry. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and break it and gave it to the disciples. Focus on that. Hold on. Do you remember what he was saying in Luke 22? He said, the man that is chief among you, let him be the what? The servant. So don't just look at, the bread. Look at that attitude of service, of honoring the other people. People neglect that when they just pick bread and they're eating bread every Sunday. Amen? I would have preferred fried rice, or jollof rice, and retreat to a bit every Sunday. Not bread. Anyway, Matthew 26:26. So there's nothing supernatural about any bread. You see where I'm going? You see soon. 26:26, want to go? As they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and break it and gave to the disciples and said, take it, this is my what? 27, and he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. 28, want to go? For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission. What is verse 28? What is verse 28? When you remember the Passover, what do you do? What is the first thing you do? You teach. So what is verse 28? Huh? Explanation. Don't forget, this. You are seeing this documentation. We are not saying this is all Jesus said. This is all Matthew could capture. So perhaps he must have explained more than this. How the feast they were doing all these years was to speak about how he will die for their sin and be raised from the dead. But all Matthew could capture is that, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. Now notice, the account of Matthew does not write, include the do this in remembrance of me. So you don't see it. You want to just tell anybody about that church doesn't really need to be taking any Holy Communion every time. You say, what if you do this in remembrance of me? It's not every account that said it. Are you with me, brethren? Just flow. Don't worry. Don't be rebellious yet. So, 29. Don't worry. You won't be rebellious. Hallelujah. You give me one sober, I will calm down. Hallelujah. Praise God. 26:29. Don't bring it now. When I'm about to end, calm down for your sake. Okay, 29. Are you there? But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it with you in my Father's kingdom. Wow. So it looks like you guys should keep doing this together. Not the bread, though. Don't forget. But he will join them in the drinking at the rapture. Talking about what? Fellowship. Say fellowship. Fellowshipping together. Now, this type of series, you must write as much as you can, because you will have to, when you are explaining this to somebody, you are in soup if you can't remember all these details. Now, let's see the same. John 2 has an account of the Passover. Let's see John 13. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, you are smart. You are smart. That's you. John 13 from verse 1. Now, before the the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Verse 2, and supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Are you there? Verse 3, Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he was come from God and went to God. Verse 4, he riseth from supper and laid his garment and took a towel and guided himself. Verse 5, and after that he poured water into a basin and began to what? Wash the disciples' feet. Feet washing people. Listen now. And to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was guided. 6, then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, will you wash my feet? Jesus said unto him, what I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, you have no part in me. 9, Peter now said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but my head, my bum, my shoulder, my seat, my toe. Verse 10 now. Want to go? Jesus said to him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every week. Hallelujah. And you are clean, but not all. Hold on. And Barcelona said, for he knew who should betray him, therefore said he, you are clean, not all. Verse 12 and 13. So, after he had washed their feet and taken his garment and was set down again, he said unto them, my God, know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so am I am. Verse 14, if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. 15, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you, my God. Verse 16, verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. 17, for you know those things. If you know those things, happy are you if you do them. Hallelujah. So, brethren, just reading this thing like this, it's just instituting another feet washing service. Is it okay? That would mean, okay, what if my leg is clean? If I wash my own feet at all, what will you be washing? There is not a doctrine from anywhere. Feet washing is already a custom of the Jews. But Jesus was telling them the essence. Anything that Jesus is doing, he was telling them the reason, what you should focus on. You remember in John chapter 7, verse 37, 38, 39, his Bible says in the last day, they were having this feast of the feast, it's not the feast of, with the one that they pour water, oblation or something like that. So, he said in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. It was in that feast, they usually pour plenty of water, they would just be pouring it maybe on the altar or something, or somewhere. Jesus now told them, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. Now, the Canaan man will say, give us rivers. Next verse now saying, verse 39, he said, but this spake he of the Holy Ghost, which those that will believe in him will what? Receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given. Why? For Jesus was not yet glorified. That's John 7, 37 to 39. That would mean that ceremony was to foreshadow what? Receiving the Holy Ghost. Same way, the Feast of Pentecost. Do you know that on that same day of Pentecost, some people were all over town celebrating Pentecost? But we had 120 people gather in the place and receive the essence of Pentecost. So you can focus on the carnal ceremony and you lost the what? Spiritual essence. So if all you saw in John 13 is feet washing,
You missed it. He's talking about honoring one another, preferring one another, submitting to one another, living in unity, one accord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you with me? Say fellowship. Honoring one another. Unity. So that is the essence of the Passover. We don't need the bread and wine anymore. Hallelujah. And truly, it is carnality today to pick a bread and say, this is the body of Christ. Today, it's carnality. Bread that one Muslim can bake somewhere in that corner. Say, this is the body of Jesus. Say, we are the body of Christ. Now, if you are writing, please write this down. There is a body of Christ that was broken. There was a body of Christ that was broken. That is the incarnate body. The one that was pierced with the spear. The one that was battered and bruised on the cross. There was the body of Jesus that was broken. The pre-resurrection body. But also, hallelujah, there is a body of Christ that cannot be broken. Hallelujah. That is us. And our unity foreshadows that unbroken nature of the body of Christ. I say it again. Our unity as brethren foreshadows that unbroken nature of the what? Body of Christ. Say the resurrected body must not be broken. That is us. Now, we'll take you through some scriptures as fast as I can. Are you ready? Let's do this. Ephesians 4, verse 3. Your Bible. Don't be tired. Your Bible. Everybody, your Bible. Ephesians 4, verse 3. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. No, editor, hope you are backing up all the messages you are typing on this phone. Hope you are backing it up somewhere. But the day I ask, on the day of reckoning, if you tell me a virus has entered your phone, no more kingdom, no more kingdom, no call and response, no more kingdom waiting. If you don't write, throw it at the back, man. He threw it to you. Hallelujah. How do we threaten ourselves in church? Why do we do that? Eh? It's a message of love. It's a gospel of peace. Amen. Honor. It's a message of love. Remember that when the angels appear to you, and that should be Luke chapter 4. It says, peace to all men, goodwill towards all men. That's gospel. It's good news. You don't threaten yourself in church. If you smoke weed, no. If you see somebody that is smoking weed, what should you do? Bring him. Teach him. Give him get him filled with the Holy Ghost. Tell him to be coming regularly to church. Not stamp him with L. It's not good. I'll not sing the other song. Keep wearing your trousers. Ephesians 4 verse 3, want to go? Yes? Endeavoring to keep the what? Unity of the Spirit in the... Again, everybody, yes? Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Romans 12 verse 9. Before I say, I will take you as fast as I can. Because the expiry date of some of those things at the back is 5 o'clock. Are you there? Good. Romans 12 verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Verse 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love in honor, preferring one. Romans 15 verse 2. Romans 15 verse 2. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good unto what? Edification. Philippians 2 verse 4. Let everyone please his neighbor for his good unto edification. Philippians 2, verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Now, so why is it that it was only in 1 Corinthians that we had a repete of Luke 22, of that feast of the Passover? 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1. If you know any kind of person in this church, you are going to read this to that person. Who is kind of here? See Paul Ezekiel, see what he's wearing. See what he's wearing. See what you are wearing. You are coming to the house of God. Okay, one to go, 3 verse 1, yes. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes. So if anybody is calling you babes, nepios, babe. See, you are hindering our spiritual growth. I'm calling her a babe. And your confession will be yours. Now, okay, let's look. So, carnal people will need a weak medium of communication. People who see, of course, there's no Christian is actually carnal, amen? It's just exhibiting carnality. Because all men are sons in Christ. We are all spiritual. Huh? You are born of the Spirit, you have the Spirit. But carnality is just in your appreciation of what you have. Your appreciation of that, your spirituality. Are you with me, brethren? So it's a description, not a nation. Okay? Description of someone's disposition to Christianity, not a nature. So, a carnal people, so you know what I mean by carnal people, right? Eh? Not that they are carnal in their spirit, or carnal is just their appreciation of what they have in Christ, of the spirituals. So, carnal people, we need a weak medium of communication. Remember that Romans chapter 6? Open. I am currently, funny enough, I'm not yet halfway, so just flow and be calm. Romans 6, verse 18. Is that peace? Hope you are following there. Good. Romans 6:18. Now, he said, see how he said it here. Being then made free from sin, you became what? Servant of. So that means you can tell a believer that, hey, guys, you have been made free from sin. You are the servant of what? Righteousness. And that should be enough for him. That should be enough to make the guy walk right. But see verse 19. Want to go? I speak after the manner of men. Why? Because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members, servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members, servant to righteousness and unto what? Holiness. So if I'm telling a believer, do this, yield yourself to God, be doing this, I am just trying to help her, but it is imperfect communication. Do you understand? He said, I speak after the manner of what? Men. See the reality. Reality is verse 22. Express communication. 22, want to go? Yes. But now, being made free from sin, you become servant to God. You have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting. So, now verse 19 is saying, you should become servants, right? That you should produce like fruit. But verse 22 is saying you are already a servant of righteousness. So why the method of communication in verse 19? Because this guy is just coming up. If I just tell him that you are this who you are, say, okay, are we now saying I can sing? You understand? It's those type of people. So what will you do? You give them small laws, you understand? You mix law plus, sorry, don't. You will just give them some. Let me use the word guideline. Even now, if I'm telling you that rejoice, pray every day, read your Bible, what am I seeing doing for you? Nepios. Amen. Are you not part of the preface? Thank you. So you should be able to tell a ruler, hey, you are the man that operates the power of God. And that is enough to just cause him to fast and pray, be spiritual, just do stuff for the Lord. Amen. Matthew 13, verse 13. Communication. Communication. Matthew 13, 13. One, two, go. Are you there? Okay, I'll wait for you. Open. In church, you get better. Amen? No, I've missed you for how many days? 3 days. How many hours is in 3 days? That's serious. 72 hours without the word. Don't tell me you studied at home. 72 hours. So I missed you, amen? This is how I sure I miss you. Matthew 13, 13. Are you there, somebody? Let's read, yes? Therefore, speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they. I think Sabuki posted something along this line on Facebook yesterday, and that was very perfect. Like, why did Jesus use parable? Because of their what? Comprehension. I told you that. So, oh, glory to God. So, check Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. So, Paul had to use the same Cana feast to explain unity to them. Simple. That was what happened in the Corinthian church. He had to use the what? Cana feast to explain what? A spiritual reality to them. See Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. Oh, glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Are you there? Ratami, are you there? Thank you, sir. Okay, want to go slowly. Let's read this together. Yes? And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy father know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. What do you see there? He gave them manna. What is manna? The food, if food is very, you know, like, it's not heavy like aku, you understand? It's a very light food. That's manna. It's just, if you read that, the way they describe it in Exodus, even if you don't go there quickly, it will melt. Maybe, okay, he gave them ice cream. You understand that one? Ice cream, you understand? No, it's not like a mystico. something that can maybe easily vaporize. So he gave them that food to tell them that was man should live by the word of God, not food. But do you know what they did? They will now gather that manna, gather, now press it down. gather. They took the manna, as the manna, they rejected the word. The reason why God gave them manna, they left the reason. That manna, they ate it. They ate. Until he told them on Sunday, Saturday, they are on Sabbath there. So don't pack, they packed. So the manna was to tell them to live by the word. Now, let me say this. So if they are simply ready to live the word, it means they don't need the manna. Right? Are you with me? So the manna was a means of communication. The manna was not the end. The manna was a means to the end. Are you with me? Wife, are you with us? Are you with us? The same way, remember those two goats in Leviticus 16. The two goats on the day of atonement. The two goats was just to explain to them how God will what? How God will use his son to atone, to redeem. Rather, atone is to cover, redeem is to take hand to do it very well. So to redeem man. That will mean if you will understand God's sacrifice, if you understand what God is truly saying, you don't need to kill those goats. You don't need to waste their life. Just use them for what? A son, amen. Or what? Unkwobi, or what? Isiewu, or any other one. Hope somebody brought that today. Good girl. See me in the later service. Galatians 6 verse 2. So, if you will understand how God will redeem man, you don't need to kill those goats. So, if you understand why the Passover was given, you don't need what? Bread and wine. Amen? Amen, no. Somebody is saying, okay, am I saying, okay, if I now eat bread and wine, have I sinned? You are Cana. The same thing we are saying since. Yeah, okay, if I now, okay, will I go to hell? So okay, I can keep eating. Yes, keep eating, but you are Cana. Just now, let's see a lot of some other epistle. You will see what I'm saying now that Paul did not repeat this anywhere else. What he used Passover to explain to the Corinthians church, all other epistles, he just told them straight, be at one, be at peace. He didn't go back to I resist of the Lord, that which I deliver unto you. See Galatians 6 verse 2. Galatians 6 verse 2. Want to go? What's there? Bear ye one another burdens, so fulfill the law of. Bear ye what? What should we bear? See Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. Galatians 5, 13. For brethren, you have been called unto what? Liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love. What should you do? Is there anything on my head? I want to drink my water. Ephesians 4 verse 1. Two more hours. Ephesians 4 verse 1. Are you there? Good. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Verse 2. With all lowliness and meekness and longsuffering, forbearing one another in love. Verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Verse 4. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Philippians 2 verse 3. You will see unity everywhere. Philippians 2 verse 3. Well, I'm beyond 50% done. Just endure. Philippians 2 verse 3. Are you there? Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than. Please, everybody, read that thing again. Want to go? Yes. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than. Verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Amen. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. So, Jesus used the reality of the incarnation of Jesus. Sorry, Paul used the reality of the incarnation of Jesus, of how, although he was God, he became a man, to teach the Philippian church how to be what? humble and serve one another. Hallelujah. He didn't use bread and wine. Okay, see Ephesians 4 verse 31. Thank you for following. I appreciate. I love when you follow. And much more, I love when maybe by next week you can pick this same topic and you drill it into somebody. Amen, amen. See, there is a reason why I actually want you guys to be loud on, not too loud like, but loud on Facebook. It gives you a passion, trust me. It makes you feel the pain of some people's of the world's ignorance. Selah. Ephesians 4:31, right? Right? Okay, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. 32, want to go? And be a kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Colossians 3 verse 14. I'm showing you this from different epistles. Are you flowing? Good. Colossians 3 verse 14. And above all this, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in. How many body? And be ye thankful. Hallelujah. Lastly on this, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9. Oh, glory to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9. Ensure your neighbor is there. Say we love one another. Say we cherish one another. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9. Want to go? Yes. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourself are taught of God to love. Say we are taught of God to love one another. Next verse, verse 10. And indeed, which at Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. Hallelujah. So you see, to most of all that churches that Paul wrote to, straight what? Communication. Let's now enter our 1 Corinthians 11. Now, we now explain this 1 Corinthians 11 and we close, okay? Say love and fellowship. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 17. Now, in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. Verse 18, first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. 19, for there must also be heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. 20, when you come together therefore into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Now stop. That's how we start now. Now, where you see supper being used in the New Testament, it is the same word for dinner. Are you with me? He's saying this is not to eat the Lord's supper, the Lord's dinner, the Lord's feast. The word feast, supper, they have been used interchangeably. I'll just show you a few examples. The first, Luke 14. From the Greek, the same Greek word used for supper is also used. So the word supper there is not peculiar to any communion service. It's dinner. Luke 14, verse 12. You will see all the different suppers in this place. Supper is supper. Supper is the food you eat in the evening. Okay, Luke 14:12. Are you there? Then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a what? A dinner or a supper. The same thing. Supper, dinner. Supper, there is supper in 1 Corinthians 11. See, Luke 14:16. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great what? Supper. Is it bread and wine that he made? Is it bread and wine? A great what? Supper. And bade many. See verse 17, the same thing he was saying. And sent his servant to, at what? At what? At what? Supper time. What is supper time? Dinner time. See, 14 verse 24. For I say unto you, that none of these men which are bidden shall taste of my what? Supper. Okay, see, chapter 20, verse 46. Let me pick from the account of Luke very well, since it was the one that, that Paul was quoting from. Chapter 20, verse 46. Beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes and in and love greetings in the marketplace and in the higher seats of the synagogue and the chief rooms at what? At what? Seriously, that word feast there is the same word supper in the Greek. Feast, supper, the same. In this context. Now, chapter 12, John 12, verse 2. Let me just show you two more. John 12, verse 2. There they made him a... Be fast. John 12, verse 2. There they made him a what? A supper. And Martha served, but Lazarus was, you know, and the rest. John 13, verse 2. Lastly now. John 13, verse 2. And supper being ended. Wow. The devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. So think about it. Do you, now, you know, this John 13 now is talking about that Passover night. Huh? So, is it possible that the same meal that they took that night as Passover was also their dinner? Because, you know, it was not just, there was special preparation for it. He sent them earlier into the city, go and make ready the Passover. They went to, and they went to make a room ready for him. Now, just follow me. So, what, go back to 1 Corinthians 11, verse 20. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Write this down. So, what you are coming together for is not the Lord's Supper. Meaning, see, what makes this supper now special is that prefix or that first word, the Lord. Supper is supper. Now, once you now use the Lord's Supper, the Lord's Supper will be a kind of supper that speaks about what Jesus wanted for them. The Lord's Supper will be a supper in which unity is what? Priority. In which oneness is priority. So, it's a physical food that they are eating. But because it's the Lord's Supper, we call the supper the Lord's Supper. So it will speak of what? In the supper, what must we see? We must see the Lord. How do we see a Lord? Sorry, how do we see the Lord when we are eating together? Oneness, unity, right? So I wrote it down in this note like this. I say it will speak about the love of God in our eating together. That word Lord's Supper will speak of the love of God in our what? Eating and dining together. Let me wait for you. Don't be too fast. So there is a practice of coming together to eat by the Jews, as Jesus did with his disciples. In the early church, there is a practice of what? Coming together to eat. Not necessarily any Passover, just a feast of oneness. So Paul was now telling them, what you guys are doing is not what Jesus did. What you guys are doing is not what Jesus told you. What you guys are doing does not speak of the body of Christ. It does not speak of the unity that existed in the what? Body of Christ. Are you with me? So, it is food that they are eating that night. Food, real food. Okay? Verse 21. Not just bread and wine. I didn't think anybody can be the one that they... No, it's not just one small thing that they usually give us. That cannot make anybody drunk enough. 21. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper. And one is hungry, and another is what? Next verse. What? Have you not houses to eat? Oh my God. Do you know he was... No, you know we keep saying that. The church is a sacred place. Huh? Now, you can eat anyhow in your house. But he's saying, once you are gathered together in the name of the Lord, like the church. You know, he was talking about the church earlier, right? So he said, when you gather together in the name of the Lord, even your eating must be doctrinal. I say, we are telling people on Facebook, you cannot just do anything in church. Hallelujah. Church, fraternity of believers. Because that thing that you did in the church, that drunkenness that you did in the church, if you do it in your house, no wala. But because you came to church, to what? To prove that you have more than somebody else. They sin against the body. Are you with me? Good. So, see verse 22. What have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Or what? What's the next thing, brethren? Despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not. What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. They were doing class gospel. Class. It's right down now. Class. We don't do class in church. Class, this is a class of big boys. This is a class of undergraduates. This is a class of unmarried. This is a class of slave girls. This is a class of unslavable. What do we call them? They are just kind of. Just depend on them. Say we don't do class in church. Hallelujah. Say God valued us as one. Say we are as valuable as the blood. So, the food Jesus ate with his disciples was to communicate oneness. But their own feast was communicating what? Division. The one Jesus ate was to bring them together, was to ensure that even after he died, they will still be together. But the one the Corinthians church were doing was to communicate what? Was communicating what? Division. Now, before I go further, is it only in food that we must be united? Good. So, what is the message of Jesus? Is it eat together or always be united? Hallelujah. So then, Paul now used Jesus' sermon on that last supper, that last Passover, to communicate the message to them. So verse 23 now. Look at verse 23. Now after that day, that was the sack letter for Passover ceremony. Because now the essence has come. What happens when the essence comes? Shadow can go. Same way, the day people spoke in tongues, that should be the last day of Pentecost in history. But the Jews, they still kept celebrating. Amen. Same way, after the day Jesus died, what happened to the clothes in the temple? Thing torn from top, it has due. Any goat you kill after that day is waste of, it's a waste of pepper soup. Amen? Because now, the goat does not need to remind you again that somebody is coming. He has come. Now, look at, like I love to say, when there's a proverb in Yoruba that says, when the man has known the bride, the intermediary can sit down. Amen? Like, you maybe the guy cannot toast a lady. You helped him to toast a girl. Okay, fine. You ensure that you did the best, man. Fine. You ensure that they dance together. Fine. You gave them food. They went there. Fine. Okay. The man is not carrying his wife home. You are still following them. What is your own? It has do. You shall follow you on your day. What did I say? Amen. So, verse 23. Verse 23. For I receive of the Lord, now follow me carefully, that which I also deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, that's 1 Corinthians 11, 23, the same night in which he was what? Betrayed. What did he do? He took bread. 24. And when he has given thanks, he was simply quoting what Luke said though. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it, this is my body, which is what? Broken for you. This do in what? Remembrance of me. 25, what's there? And after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Now, Paul has not told you to do anything. He simply quoted what? Luke. Now, listen to Paul. 26, this is where we are. This is what we now explain a bit. Then we close. Once you go, what's there? For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Now, just write this down. I will explain. The Jews ate the Passover till Jesus came to fulfill the law. He said, you don't choose the Lord's death till he comes. Now, the Jews themselves, they ate the Passover for thousands of years till Jesus finally came and said, yes, I am your Passover. And brought an end to that feast of the Passover. But, brethren, I submit to you that what is here is a bit different. Like, I love to be plain. It's a bit different. Because he is not talking to the Jews now. He was talking to who? Corinthian church. He said, as often as you guys, you eat this bread and this cup. Specific. This bread, this cup. Hallelujah. Say this bread, this cup. That's not bread and wine again. Say this bread, this cup. Hallelujah. Specific. This bread, this cup. You remember that the eating in John 6. Who remember John 6? John 6. I am the bread of life. He that eateth me shall live by me. So the eating and drinking in John 6 means what? Believing and confessing Jesus, right? So also, but the eating in this place will mean what? Fellowshipping together. So, how do you eat this bread and this cup? How? Fellowship. Say fellowship. Say fellowship. So, your fellowship speaks. Now, you say you do shield the Lord's death till he comes. Your fellowship speaks of the Lord's sacrifice till he comes to take you up. Sorry to say, take you up. Till rapture. Hallelujah. Don't ask questions yet. Later. Okay. Your fellowship speaks of the Lord's sacrifice. No, he said the Lord's death. Not the same way you saw in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, when he was saying, I desire not to know anything among you, save Jesus and him crucified. Okay, so are you saying all that Paul was just telling the Corinthians is that Jesus was crucified? Huh? No. Him crucified, we talk about the entirety of what? The sacrifice of Jesus. Just like when he was saying that, lest I should make, say, the message of the cross. I say that you see the word message of the cross does not mean that you see the word message of the cross does not mean that the message stopped at the cross. Amen. That you see the word message of the cross does not mean that Paul's only message is what? Cross. The message of the cross will mean what? All he did for man. Hallelujah. His death, his burial, his resurrection. So also, when you see the Lord's death here, it's not just saying that how the Lord will die alone. No. He was speaking of the sacrifice of Jesus. Praise God. See Matthew 26, verse 19. See, don't forget this. Say, till he comes. That piece, hope live stream is fine. Okay, let me take this off. Matthew 26, verse 29. We have read this before. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it with you in my Father's what? Kingdom. What are you looking? What do you see in 1 Corinthians 11, 26? To show the Lord's death till he comes. Amen? Praise God. So he's talking about the Lord is going, he's coming back again to be united with the church. Now, back to 1 Corinthians 11. Now, 6:27. Let's finish this. 11:27 now. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily. Has he talked about sin since? About sin? No. He has been talking about disunity, discord since. So he now said, whosoever shall eat this bread. Can you see what this bread? Can you see the word this bread again? This bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be what? Guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Hallelujah. No, I was just looking for the best way to describe this yesterday. That should be during the video. When I picked that system during the video, I said, how can I best just describe this? Is it video or at all? And the Lord just started to me and said, to fellowship in disharmony. How do you eat unworthily? Fellowshipping with what? You are gathering together, but you are doing so with what? Disharmony. Hallelujah. Say fellowshipping in disharmony must not be heard amongst us. 28. I'm almost closing. Don't worry. 28. What is he now saying? But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. It was specific to the bread and the cup. Hallelujah. So what do you do before you fellowship? Take out malice. Remember 1 Corinthians 5 verse 7. Take out malice. Take out bitterness. Take out anger. Amen, amen. Why? For Christ is our Passover. So we keep our own feast, not with the living bread of what? Malice and bitterness. Praise God. Good. Take out discord. 29. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily. Look at your Bible, sorry. Don't get tired now. Eateth and drinketh what? Damnation to himself. Why? Not designing the Lord's body. Not honoring the church. Not honoring the fraternity of believers. Can you give me, when you come to church and your mind is not with the people in church, can someone tell me three things that will happen to you? Yes? Start. You'll be angry, yes? Start.
You won't be able to minister to the saints.
You will not be able to minister to others. That's it, Campbell. Because this one is saying you are drinking damnation to yourself. So what will be your own miss out? How will you be cheating yourself? Yes? You will, knowledge, right? You will not be able to learn, right? Any other thing? Sir? You won't be edified. Why? You are angry with everybody. Any other thing? Just. If you come in sick, you go back sick. If you come weak, you will go back weaker. Because you are, that is why it is bad for you to be attending a place where you don't believe what they are saying. I did that for a long time. I told you what I should do in my engine room. They were preaching. I'll just switch off the main speaker. Only the speaker that is facing the preacher will be talking to him. Yeah, you think he will jump in, but we don't know that his voice is not going anywhere. Not that he's tapping now, you just think that you are just up the live stream. Amen. So, like, and if I am sick, then can that man pray and I will receive? Never. Never. Honor is priority in the ministry of healing and rest. I am not honoring what he's saying. So how will I receive from him? So when people just attend, you attend a place where, okay, they are fine, nice architecture, biggest auditorium in West Africa, biggest, but you know that the content of the thing is of what happened to Lot in Sodom. He was what? Vexing his righteous soul day by day. Yet he remained there. Until the fire caught up with him and his wife and all his property there. Why did he remain there all this while? Hallelujah. So, verse 30. See what we are saying. Verse 30. 30. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you. And many what? Say, die. Many sleep. Many die. So, why would they be sick and weak? Also, they don't care for one another. They don't share together in love. I put this in three portions. I said, number one, they don't care for one another. Number two, they don't share together in love. Number three, you don't bless one another with the spirituals. See something in James 5:16. I will soon finish. It's almost just two pages. James 5:16. Hallelujah. Sir, I should repeat that. Repeat it. You don't care for one another. Number two, you don't share together in love. Number three, refuse to bless one another with the spirituals. Thank you. So verse 16 of James 5.
Glory to God.
Verse 16 of James 5. Want to go? Let's read. Confess your fault. Is it to God or one to another? One to another. Why? And what? Pray one for another that you may be. Actually, if you read the Amplified, he was talking about settle and mix yourself. Confession here is not for God to forgive. No, it's so that you can what? Pray together. The same thing he was saying about husband and wife, that lest your prayers should be in that. Why will your prayer be in that? You are not even praying together in love. You are not praying. You are not praying in faith. Amen? So, why will say confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, look at the Bible now, that you may be healed. I know there's a statement I made sometimes ago on Facebook. I said one of the reasons I love to keep Holy Ghost brothers around me is that I say, even if worse happens, I say, if I die, I say, I will have people around me that can raise me up. If who you surround yourself with is your co-slay girls, that they can slay with glory, but they cannot slay with the Holy Ghost, sorry for you, you see the Lord. Hallelujah. And there will be no return trip for you. So you surround yourself with people that can strengthen you when you are weak. Don't surround yourself with your co-backsliding believers celebrating internal insecurity. Hallelujah. Say the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now go back to 1 Corinthians 11:31. I'm closing now. Say, if we won't judge ourselves. So you can play the keyboard for us. Thank you. Say, if we won't judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Yeah. That means if we correct ourselves, what happened to the people in the world will not happen to us. 32. But when we are judged, that means when we are corrected, we are what? We are chastised of the Lord that we should not be condemned with the world. See, sickness is a condemnation of the world. It will not be heard in this place that somebody is coming from a journey and he had an accident and he died. No, it won't be heard. Why? We are together. Amen, amen. Even if he or she forgets to pray, somebody is somewhere responding to the promptings of the Spirit, praying for him or her. That is a family. Oh, glory to God. That should make you happy. That you have the right family. That is why pastor drills everyone like this. So that you can respond to the Holy Ghost when a brother is in need. Oh, glad saved by the but it is still. Last scripture for today. 1 Corinthians 11. 33. Oh, we are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. Yeah. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one.
One more time.
We are heirs of the Father. We are joint, yes, 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 with the Son. We are children of that kingdom. Oh, we are family. We are one.
So, even our mentorship program in this place is the same, is to the same intent. See, at times, mentors, it may be your disciple that will save you on some days. See, when we are corrected of the Lord, when we are said, why do people... I remember there was this story of a man of God. He and his wife can start praying tongues slowly and gently. Your breath. He went to the airport and he was flying. He was flying off. So the son and the child and the wife took him to the airport. And immediately, as the man boarded the plane, the boy just told his mother, "Say, Mom, don't Daddy know that plane will crash? So, plane crash. He has boarded." I think before the plane even finished taking off, thing came down, crashed, everybody died. People died. The father died. But the son said, don't Daddy know? So because Daddy may not always know, Daddy should have trained somebody else that will know. Either to avert or to pull him back. Even when your pastor needs you, amen? Because I don't plan to have a carnal day. I don't plan to have a day that I won't be able to discern the voice of God. I don't plan to have a rebellious day. Nobody else does. No minister does. But even at times, your pastor may need you in the place of intercession. The brother beside you may need you to keep him alive.
He may need you to keep him strong in the gospel. He may need you to keep him away from a temptation. Sometimes we are strong just praying when nobody is seeing. I think it's not just for ourselves, but for somebody. That's the family. That's the family. Kala Stiga, Bala Stiga, Body Rosta, Papa Tata. That's a family. We are interested in blessing one another. We invest so much in this. So at times, when I just drill my ministers, fasting, everything, I know it's for my own good, amen? I know it's for my own good. You know, there's a scripture that we have used to preach marriage scripture. That's not Ecclesiastes, that when two are together, they form, there is each, right? So a two-fold cord cannot easily be broken. Two is better than one. They have good reward for their labor, not just about marriage. We all need somebody. I love you. You love me. We all are part of God's birth. Stand with me. Agree with me. We all are part of God's birth. Yeah, it is His will that every needs be sub. Yeah, you are important to me. I need you to serve. I pray for you. Want to go?
I pray for you.
You pray for me.
I love you.
I need you to serve. I won't hurt you.
I won't.
With what from my mouth?
With what from my mouth? I love you.
I need you to
serve.
It is His will that every need be supplied.
You are important to me.
Yeah,
I need you to survive.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, before I conclude, see that 1 Corinthians 11:33? Just stay. Don't worry. Just listen. 11:33. So just stay. You don't have to go. Oh. 11:33. Want to go? Let's read. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. Amen. 34. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order. So, in this place, don't pick the pattern. Somebody can eat before another and is not communicating this unity. Just focus on that. He's not giving you a rule here. He's just teaching you of that mindset. So, lastly, 14:26, 1 Corinthians. Lastly. You are important to me,
I need to
serve. 1 Corinthians 14:26. Want to go, everybody? Let's read. I did then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you at a psalm, at a doctrine, at a tongue, at a revelation, at an interpretation, let all things be done unto. Hallelujah. Everyone. That would mean everybody is blessing. Everybody can bless. You are important to me. Sing,
I need you to serve.
I pray for you. Yes.
I pray
for you.
You pray for me.
I love
you.
Yeah, I need you to survive.
I won't hurt you.
I won't hurt you. With words from my mouth, I love you. I need you to
survive.
Stand with me.
Yeah, agree with me. We all are part of God's body. Yeah, it is His will that every needs be supplied. You are important to me. Yeah, I need you to survive.
Just hold somebody beside you and pray in tongues. Thank you, Lord. Sing.
You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. It is His will that
you can't do it. You can't do it alone, brethren. We can't do it alone. We can't do it alone. We are not meant to survive just by ourselves alone. We need one another. 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 We treasure one another. We treasure one another. Oh, that's the matter.
La rosa tete, seto limosa tekete, da 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 da.
You important to me.
Yeah,
I need you to survive.
Bring tongues.
Sate kot, la te kosta, shatele ozate nota. Rosa te katate, te losa kapala te katate. La bola mozeto da za da de Rola mola mozata Maseto li mozota Sato li rose male mozke Mange bola manga bala mala man
So but this is will This is will That every need be supplied. You are
for one another. Eating food is the least of it. It's a commitment to be there. It's a commitment that I will be there. I will be there to encourage. I'll be there to give instructions. I'll be there to pray for you. You will find me when you need succor. You find me when you need strength. I will be there. It's a commitment to be available for one another. Beyond the jokes, beyond the play, it's a commitment that you will be available for your brother. The commitment that you'll be available to ensure that you supply that which is lacking. That you are available to strengthen that which is failing. Praise God. So ensure that is entrenched in your consciousness that this is a commitment. My love for my brother is a commitment that I will always supply what is lacking, what is failing, and ensure he's as strong as he should be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.